From the International Crop Expo at Lockwood, I'm Mick Kerr, and yeah, we've got another hour of Farm Talk. Run into a whole bunch of folks who said, hey, we listen to you every day. Thank you very much. They even said it was better than XM Channel 147. I don't know, but I didn't say that. What we learned over the holidays and the first part of January is how important regular reports are from USDA and the National Ag Statistics Service. Doggone it, we missed you, Darren.
I missed you too. I missed everybody else.
Yes. Darren Jancy, Field Office Director for the state of North Dakota for the National Ag Statistics Service. Was it weird being shut down?
You know, it was, it's not like it's the first time it's ever happened. So you kind of go from past experience to know that, you know, kind of what to expect to a certain degree. I think the thing that was a little bit different, knowing that this was the longest one in history, being 35 days. So that, you know, after a while, it did get to be a little bit of uncertainty because you didn't know for sure, you know, when it was going to be that we would come back. And then, you know, then it kind of got in the back of your mind is that once you did know that you were going to come back and you just kept start thinking about, you know, what it was going to be like once you come back, because we knew we had all this catching up that we had to do. And so we knew it was going to be a rat race when we came back, and so which it was and still is to a certain degree. And so just a matter of catching up, yes.
So the reports that come out, they sometimes affect the markets for a little period of time or a long period of time. And sometimes farmers will spend hours looking at these reports, or they'll look at them for a minute or two. But it takes days and weeks to put together.
Yeah. So, you know, the one that, obviously the one of the bigger ones that we would have missed was right away in January, which was the annual crop production summary, which would have come out January 12th. And obviously that didn't come out on that day. And up until that point, everything had been submitted into Washington. And even when Washington got it, that couple weeks, you know, that they, from the time that the government, the shutdown started to the time that the report went out, it was just kind of basically everything just sits there and waits till everybody can start doing the analysis and start going through it. And so that was a big one from the it's the entire year's worth of crop production data that didn't come out on time. And so, you know, when it did come out a week and a half ago, you know, it's kind of interesting because I think a lot of the information the market had already taken into account, kind of what they were expecting, and so I think there was a lot of, the market didn't really react because I think it already had, you know, before that, you know, when the report did come out, and so it's kind of wouldn't really say just kind of a dead report, but there wasn't a whole lot of reaction to it because I think it had already played out before that.
So, kind of like this winter. We were numb to the forecast because
right.
Maybe I don't want to know.
That's exactly right, yeah.
So are you caught up? I know this is this analogous to a long rain delay in the spring field work, and now you're really just working, you know, feverishly to catch up, or are you there?
Well, you know, it's interesting too. A lot of the things that we are catching up on, I would say a majority of it's probably things that need to be done in Washington, and so it's probably affecting them a little bit more than it is out in the field offices. But when we first came back, we put together a 2-page news release of all the different reports that were missed and when the time frame was with that they were eventually going to get reported and published. And, it's spread out over 2 months. I mean, so we're kind of right in the middle of the time frame of catching up. So, you know, some part reports came out yesterday and will today and again tomorrow. And some of them don't come out until March and even April. And so it just takes some time to get everything put together. Census of Agriculture is a good example. That was scheduled to come out. We get released tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And now it's about April 11th, which is almost 35 days, which was the length of the government shutdown from the time that it was supposed to get released to the time that it will
get
released.
Yeah. Now, another big one is the March Planting Intentions Report. I mean, guys have no idea what to do until they see that report. It's the joke. How will we know what to plant? And now, is that going to come out on time, or is that also delayed?
That one will. Yeah, we will. That one will be on time just because The time frame is March 1. That still is March 1. Nothing will change there. You know, some of the thing, the lead type things, we kind of had to scramble a little bit with to get caught up on. But as far as with that one's all going to be on time.
That's a week from Friday.
Yeah. So no, that's exactly right. The mail out will go next week, and producers will have the opportunity to start responding next week. And the first couple of weeks in March will be data collection and reports coming out on time, the end of March.
Yeah. Next week is the World Ag Outlook Board. You know, they have a lot of news releases come out of there, a lot of, you know, things that drive ag decisions out of that on a not just local scale, but national scale. Do you provide information to the WAO for their big forum they have there in Virginia?
No, we don't. It's the times that when I worked in Washington and went and listened to the Ag Outlook Forum, you know, the World Agriculture Outlook Board is a group of economists that's looking at, you know, historical information along with their forecasting models and things like that. And so, you know, there's really no NAST data for them to use because we haven't collected anything yet other than what has been published, you know, the past data and things from previous years. And so they're going to look at things like that, but it's a lot of things that they are using is modeling, you know, what's going on in other, they're obviously looking at, you know, the worldwide market, what's going on in other countries, what yeah. kind of, you know, just the supply and demand.
They're kind of the Federal Reserve Board of Agriculture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, well, their numbers change as the years goes on. Once NAST publishes information, they definitely do use that data, and then we'll change it accordingly. But yeah. A lot of it's just a forecast at this point.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get you on the radio to say that farmers now understand because the markets have been going sideways since before Christmas and even before that, not so much because of the tariff issue, because a vacuum of data that moves markets and financial institutions and all of that, and you were deeply missed.
Well, we like to think so, or we hope so. I mean, I know there's a lot of other sources of information out there that the market was using just because there was a lack of USDA data, and so then it's just a matter of, you know, what, how reliable that is and what kind of bias it is that's going into it. And so, we like to think that we're still needed.
Yeah, and if guys didn't have a soft spot in their heart for the fact that you weren't there, maybe they realized they took you for granted in the past. So,
Well, we'll see. We'll find out.
All right. Well, thank you for the work you do, and we'll look forward to all the good reports coming out. The weekly crop report, that's invaluable all summer long, and all the other good things. In addition to the March planting intentions report, which, again, you encourage guys to fill out that report here starting next Friday.
That's starting next week. Yeah.
What other big reports are coming?
You know, we have that. We're in the process of collecting the Agricultural Resource Management Survey data, the ARMS 3, uh-huh. which is all personal enumeration. So producers should be contacted for that if they got selected. The row crops county estimates data would have been probably this week. It would have got released. That has been delayed. I'm not sure the exact date, but we'd probably be looking about another month now before that get released too.
And so, okay.
Yeah, there are a lot of different things coming down the road.
And again, we appreciate you for all of them. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
yep.
Mick.
Darren Jancy of NAS, North Dakota.